Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, March 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 4.5 cents, 4.28, May wheat down 0.5 cent, 5.43, and May beans down 6.75 cents at 11.92 1/4. We were lower again overnight. The corn chart turned bearish on last night's close. Had more follow-through selling here this morning. I guess the trade's a little concerned that we're going to see more corn acres than was thought. Corn acres will be down 2.6 million, according to the average guesses, but I think it's going to come in higher than that. The beans are looking for an increase of 2.71. I don't think it'll be that high. But overall, we're looking for, you know, total acres to be quite a few. Corn stocks big, bean stocks big, but I'm guessing not quite as big as expected out here. The corn chart really turned bearish last night, closing under all the moving averages again, and had the follow through here this morning. Is part of this due to the bridge collapse in Baltimore? I don't think so. That port mainly is going to affect cars and trucks being imported into the U.S. and agricultural equipment. But I don't think it's going to have a huge impact on agriculture, though we have been basically lower these last couple of yesterday and today, so maybe it is having a little bit of concern out here. But, you know, we're really waiting for tomorrow's reports. The funds want to cover more short positions before the reports tomorrow. You know, they started to look like they were going to cover, and it backed off, and, you know, now I've got the funds short 246,000 contracts of corn, short 86,000 contracts of wheat, short 134,000 contracts of beans, short 40,000 meal, and short 12,000 oil. So they certainly aren't going to cover that off before the report. And they just haven't seemed to be too willing to be covering, you know, much at all in here. So overall, if we see something bullish out here, the funds will get caught, which would be okay with me. If it's a bear report, I still think people are going to look to buy things lower. You know, we're heading into the planting season, the growing season. Too many ifs out here. Brazil is in good shape. South America in general. Argentina is in pretty good shape. But it's really going to be about the reports tomorrow. And if you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.